Rewind it back to the days of chillaxing on the beach and all-day fun with spring break on DraftKings Casino. Play exclusive games like Fan Fave Rocket. The excitement is endless, the vibes are right, and the cash prizes could be huge. New players start playing with just $5 and get 100 back instantly in casino credits. Download the app and use code COLLEGEDRAFT to book your one-way ticket to fun with DraftKings Casino. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Pour yourself a cold one.
They strike them, huh?
And listen to Ross Tucker break down the top college prospects on another tasty edition of The College Draft.
Yeah, it's Daddy Soda time here on the College Draft Podcast, presented, of course, by DraftKings, one of my favorite shows that we do. A bunch of different reasons. Number one, I love college football. I like hearing Emery's bets on college football because he's coming off yet another winning week. I love the NFL draft. I love breaking down prospects. To be honest with you, I love just some of the topics that Emery and I get into that I think are cool to talk about. And most importantly, I just think Emery Hunt is the man, and I know a lot of you do as well. Love, love, love that Emery's getting more love on CBS Sports HQ, that his profile is rising pretty much on a daily basis at this point. You should check him out on social media if you don't already. He's at FBall Game Plan on Twitter. He's had that awesome YouTube page, Football Game Plan, on YouTube for a long time. And then the draft guide, there's just nothing else like it. I mean, if you really want to know every guy that your team gets after the draft, the undrafted free agents, the tryout guys, he's got them. It's footballgameplan.com/2024draftguide. Again, footballgameplan.com/2024draftguide. I am merely Ross Tucker, former NFL offensive lineman, 5 teams, 7 years, bunch of broadcasting gigs now. I'm actually, for the first time in my life, Emery, going out to the state of Nebraska on Wednesday night, because Friday, Black Friday, I will be calling the Iowa at Nebraska game. So Iowa will be going for their 10th win. They'll be 10-2. They're the Big Ten West champs already, but they want to keep that momentum going into the Big Ten title game against Ohio State or Michigan, the winner of that game. And Nebraska, they've just lost 3 heartbreakers in a row. They are desperate to beat their rival, to get a 6th win and get bowl eligible. Because as you know, Emery, talking with these coaches, especially a first-year guy like Rule, the whole key to getting into a bowl is all those extra practices that you get. And especially for the young players.
That's the whole goal of it, outside of the bonus payout and the money's paid out, all that stuff like that. But you get those extra, 15 practices to get young guys involved. And because of the new redshirt rule, guys that may have only played 2 games or got playing time sparingly throughout the season, you get a chance now to really throw them in the mix, see how they do in live action without burning their red shirt. So it's a win-win for everybody involved. And so that's why coaches want to get to bowl eligibility, because especially now it's the linchpin between, let's say we're building for next year, and maybe you can keep some of those guys that are thinking about the portal locked in if you get them some playing time here in this bowl game.
Ooh, that's a really good point. Really a good point. It's like the bowl game. You can dangle a carrot to try to get him to come back at least for spring ball.
Mm-hmm. Because that's going to be huge for a lot of these programs, which is why I don't – first of all, I love football. But second of all, you're never going to hear me cry about the amount of bowl games because they mean something to a lot of these programs, you know?
I'll never, ever understand that. My argument is always, you know, you don't have to watch it, right? Like, I don't understand that. That Thursday night games when people used to – you never notice how people aren't really complaining about Thursday night football anymore?
Quietly, right?
They used to complain about Thursday night football all the time, and now I haven't heard anybody complain about it like all year.
Here's the thing. We know Twitter is not a real place, so a lot of what we see on X or Twitter doesn't occur in real life. People just really love watching football. Those online debates and arguments are strictly that, because once you close your app and go outside, people are just really enjoying life.
Let's get into last week, Emery. And you're 2-1. By the way, what happened in the D2 game we featured last week?
Grand Valley State won again. So
really?
Yes. So now they're moving on. They beat them 21-19, I believe.
Oh man, after beating them in the regular season too.
Right. And so that was like huge to see Grand Valley State move on. Kate Peterson, I got a call from a scout asking me, did I know about the quarterback from Grand Valley State and the running back over there? I'm like, listen, yeah, I've talked about these guys all year long, even in the summer. And he was like, it's funny how not a lot of teams have been in there, which is shocking to me. So someone's getting themselves a gem because this dude's tough as nails.
Who is that?
Cade Peterson, a quarterback at Grand Valley State.
Got it. Well, last week, Emery, you laid the point with Louisville against Miami. They got it done. What a season for them, by the way.
Right.
What a season. Do they play Kentucky this week?
They do. It's a rivalry game. Beautiful.
Oh, man. By the way. That'll be a good one. And then Georgia, I was skeptical, man, of you laying the 10.5 at Tennessee. Tennessee, this was a huge game for them. Georgia's just that good. They're just that good. That's like, you ever see that 30 for 30 on like SMU football?
Right.
And they're talking about Eric Dickerson, and they say that as a true freshman in training camp, like he just run all over him. And the linebacker coach for SMU or the D coordinator just like, I just hope he's that good. I just hope he's that good. Like to his defensive players, like the linebackers, like, I just hope he's really that good. And then the guy telling the story was like, he was really that good.
That's true, because you can't just be running through our defense like that. You make me look bad as a defensive coach. But, yeah, he is that good, and Georgia is just that good. It may not look flashy because we don't have the spotlight names that we used to see from Georgia, but they just, again, up front, they just mow you down and wear you down. And to where it's just like, you can't do nothing about it.
So impressive. I mean, so impressive what they've done this year again, especially with Bowers out. That SEC championship game is going to be electric. I mean, electric. Looking forward to that very much. All right. What about, Emery, the one you missed? You laid the 2.5 with Oregon State. I was right there with you, man. I was right there with you. And Washington ended up winning by what, 22-20? I mean, that, man, it's tough. I'm impressed by Washington finding a way to win all these close games against Oregon, Utah, Oregon. I thought for sure they'd lose one of them.
Listen, and I was on HQ Saturday, post-game recap of this contest. And one, I'm always amazed at how Vegas knows, number one. Like, how do they settle in on two? And then next thing you know, they win by two. And then, obviously, everyone will make excuses for the weather or whatnot, but both teams have to play in the weather. But the point I'm making is the Heisman Trophy talk we got into, and I was giving it to Jaden. I'm going to give it to Jaden Daniels, right? Because he scored 8 touchdowns against, you know, Sun Belt Conference, Georgia State. No one in LSU history has scored 8 touchdowns in a game. That's just insane. You're talking about Billy Cannon, Kevin Falk, Simone Augustus, Shaq. Nobody ever scored 8 touchdowns in the game. And then, but the competitor here, or the competition for this Heisman is Michael Penix. Not because everybody wants to throw Bo Nix in there because he has a lot of touchdowns or what I had six last weekend. But to me, the Heisman is always about Heisman moments. And Michael Penix has Heisman moments here against Oregon State, the 3rd-and-3 to ice the game, to put the game away. He completes a beautiful back shoulder throw. He has a game against USC. He has a game against Utah. He has a game against Oregon. So Penix, to me, if Penix wins the Heisman Trophy, you won't see an argument out of me because he has those moments in the most crucial games and they're still winning and he's putting up solid numbers and winning in ways that don't usually reflect the numbers. So kudos to him and kudos to Washington. And I say this too, Washington is a team that no one wants to play in the postseason because they are battle tested. They could beat you in many different ways and their defense is opportunistic.
You know what? They got a big game against Washington State too coming up. That could make Washington State season because Washington State has had a disappointing season. If you want to try to get tickets to that one, get the Game Time app. The only ticketing app that gives you complete peace of mind with your purchase. You can see the view from your seat before you buy. So you know exactly what to expect when you arrive. The all-in prices show your total up front. So you know all the fees, everything. You know you're getting a deal, a great deal before you check out. And you can literally buy the tickets in seconds with two taps. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code DRAFT for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply, so again, create an account and redeem code DRAFT for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right, Emery, let's dive into some of the games this week. Starting with a big one. Between UTSA and Tulane and a couple of quarterbacks. I mean, the one guy has to have set the record for most games started by a college quarterback. Frank Harris, UTSA. That's unreal. This has got to be a seventh or eighth year. Unreal.
I think it's the seventh year, man. And a true point guard at the position. And when you're watching, the reason why I want to bring up him is when you're watching Josh Dobbs and what he's done, you can see sort of a similar path for someone like Frank Harris, regardless of his age, because he just finds a way to distribute the football to the open guy, keeps your offense on pace. He will be a strong QB2 for a team for a lot of years, as many as he wants to play at the NFL level, or could be a spring league star in one of these leagues, whether it's the XFL or even the USFL and CFL. So I like him as a pro player. I think he has the makeup to do so. And Michael Pratt, we know he's going to the Senior Bowl. He's another one that has been excellent for the Tulane program, competitive as heck, tough as heck, can make throws that you want to see your quarterback make. Now, he's a little bit inconsistent with the placement and accuracy that tends to get a little bit rattled, shaky during versus pressure, but he's not one that's rattled versus pressure. Is that his accuracy and placement tends to wane in that regard. Senior Bowl is going to be big for him. And what he is able to showcase himself. I think he is an NFL player as well. But both guys have led this both their programs who, you know, I don't know, I'm supposed to know this probably, but, you know, this is a big game in the conference, American Athletic USA Conference. You know, I don't know if these teams in Conference USA or the AAC or both, right? Because it's all the same teams. But this is a huge game, and I like the over more than anything here, Ross.
All right, Tulane is laying 3 points. The over-under is 52. So you're taking the over?
Yes, because Tulane's defense, sans last week against Florida Atlantic, has been giving up some plays, although they do have a very good defensive line. And we know UTSA will find points. So 52 in a big game between, you know, a team in the AAC and Conference USA. I think UTSA is in the AAC as well. Or they could be in the Big 12 or Big 35 or whatever. Who knows?
Did I catch a Big 33 in there, like the Big 33 high school game. Hey, Emery, when the clock stops on this podcast, or like tonight when the game clock stops, that's time to order in with DoorDash. Pizza cravings hit at halftime? That's ordering time. Dreaming about tacos during a timeout? Boom, they're on your doorstep. Wait, you want burgers, chips, dips, drinks, and wings instead? Even better. Order on DoorDash and get everything you want delivered without missing a minute of the game. All right, so Emery likes Tulane UTSA over 52. Let's talk Kentucky and Louisville. Louisville's laying 7, Emery. Huge rivalry game, and Kentucky has that running back that's had some big games this year in Ray Davis.
Ray Davis is fantastic. Reminds me a lot of Devin Montgomery. And what he brings to the table, you know, he's just a fluid runner, smooth runner. He sees things 2 to 3 frames ahead of the defense and just is able to operate in that role. I'm a big fan of what he brings to the table. And he's another one that I'm excited to see in the post-game All-Star game circuit. So I think this is the player to watch. And because Kentucky can run that football and because Louisville has quiet as kept been skating on thin ice, them being a top 10 team, 7 points in a rivalry game with a sketchy team that's been skating on thin ice. Miami should have beat them like 3 times over in that ball game. So I think this will be a lot closer. Take Kentucky and the points here.
Wow. That's interesting. Anybody on for Louisville we should be looking at?
Plummer is pretty good, but Plummer, like, he makes some plays where you just kind of scratching your head like, bro, what was that? You know what I'm saying? It's different how the ball comes out of his, you know, he's a good athlete. You think he should be able to fire passes in there, but a lot of times the passes don't have as much gas on them. But he's finding ways to get the job done in the clutch moment. So you kind of have to really live with that. And that's why he has Louisville in these positions that he does. So, and shout out to Louisville. I love those Cardinal Scarlet helmets they had against Miami. Those are pretty sweet.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that one. It feels like, Emery, this weekend is always the weekend where you're like, well, Louisville's good. They're better than Kentucky. And Washington's good. They're better than Washington State. And Oregon's good. They're better than Oregon State. I guarantee one of those underdogs wins. I guarantee it. It happens every year.
It is rivalry weekend. Chaos will ensue. Someone will get upset outside of, you don't have to worry about Auburn getting beat or beating Alabama. That won't happen. But, you know, like to your point, these games that have quarterbacks that are dynamic, Oregon State and how they play presents a problem to Oregon. Washington State with Cam Ward, you never know what you're going to get out of Washington State's offense, but they're going to make it interesting. So, yes, somebody is getting upset this weekend. Kentucky could potentially do that to Louisville. Florida State, albeit it's a tough break, no pun intended, but it's tough for Florida State losing Jordan Travis, who I thought was an NFL quarterback and was really, I was really high on. And I still am as a player, but man, it's going to be tough for him to fight through that injury. And Florida State now finds themselves in a situation where they could potentially lose to Florida.
Right. And is it, I guess it's Florida State-Louisville in the ACC championship game.
Correct. And so now both teams have to win to make the ACC a strong contender to get a team in, because now the Florida State thing kind of puts them in a situation where the NCAA say, hey, we can keep out the ACC and get two SEC teams and two Big Ten teams in the playoffs and have as much money as we want to have with those matchups.
What about a rivalry you know a little bit about, Emory? ULM, University of Louisiana Monroe, against Louisiana. How many different names has Louisiana had?
Two. Southwestern Louisiana, which is where this vintage logo came from, and University of Louisiana Lafayette. And now we're just Louisiana. So I guess you could say three.
Three.
But let's talk about UL Monroe and Northeast Louisiana. Remember, they used to be Northeast Louisiana.
And just then so you know, bro, Princeton's had one name for like 300 years.
Because y'all was one of the 13 colonies. So, of course, y'all had. We wasn't even a state before y'all, you know what I'm saying? Y'all had a school before we had a state.
It was never called Central New Jersey State. It was never. Branding. Branding, you can't be switching it this often. Although Louisiana is the best. Better than Southwest Louisiana, because you don't want to be known as a directional school. Right. And it's better than Louisiana Lafayette, because you don't want to have like
the hype.
Like, that doesn't sound good either. Louisiana is good.
It's perfect. And that's why we're going to, you know, stump UL Monroe. Lay the 12 points, first of all, right? That's a given, right? So we're going bowling by beating our rival. Love that for my Raging Cajuns. The names to keep an eye on, two super seniors. Peter LeBlanc, the wide receiver, I think he's one of the more underrated receivers in the country. He does a great job in tracking the football. I'm a big fan of his game. He had a big touchdown catch against Iowa State when we went up to Iowa State and beat the brakes off the Cyclones and really started this whole thing. You know, it coincided with me starting at CBS. It was perfect because I got to cover that game when, you know, we upset Iowa State. Peter LeBlanc is someone that's going to be playing on Sundays. And Jacob Cabote, I brought him up before, big running back, former Texas A&M Aggie, you know, 6'2", 225, strong runner, had a fantastic season, should be all conference. Another one of these names. He's kind of like Gus Edwards in that regard. So I think both of those guys are going to have big games against UL Monroe, the Warhawks, Northeast Louisiana, any iteration of, you know, UL Monroe, you want to trot out there, they're going to get beat by the Cajuns.
Emory, in football, the fourth quarter is where the magic happens. It's where games are won, where champions are made. We're going into the fourth quarter of this podcast today. And in business, it's where sales teams become legends. That's why HubSpot built Sales Hub, to give sales reps the deal-making tools they need to win their Q4. Sales Hub's prospecting workspace organizes your schedule, goals, and to-do list in one place to save your team precious fourth quarter time. And smart sequences help sales reps close deals faster than ever. So get ready to dominate Q4 with Sales Hub. Learn more at HubSpot.com/sales. All right, Emory, let's get to the big one. In the big house, Ohio State at Michigan. Michigan actually laying 4 points. The total is 46.
Russ, y'all was in school at Princeton while we were still West France. Like, that's just crazy to think about. But back to this game. When you think about this matchup, no Harbaugh, and coaching will matter in crucial situations in this ball game. Ohio State got blown out in this matchup last year, right? And this is the game that they've had circled. Unfortunately, Ohio State just doesn't have the same presence in the passing game outside of Marvin Harrison Jr. Emeka Ebuka is a really good receiver, but something about Ohio State's offense just doesn't threaten you like it did last year, when they had all those guys. So I think Michigan's defense will look strong in this matchup. I like the point spread, but I do like the under better. I feel like this will be an underplay, a tight game, because Ohio State will try to find ways to get Harrison Jr. to football and You know, we're starting to see Henderson come along, really doing a great job running the ball. But I like the under here because of the magnitude of this ball game. And Michigan will try to buck ball this thing, take the air out of the football, and really limit Ohio State's possessions. So I like the under here.
I'm with you on that, actually. I like the under. Look, I've watched both these teams play against Penn State, and points were at a premium in both those games. The other thing is, I also called the game where Rutgers ran it very effectively against Ohio State. So that would make me nervous as an Ohio State fan, knowing Rutgers is able to run it on you pretty good. Well, Michigan ran the ball, they ran it like every play in the second half against Penn State, something like that. And so I would imagine Michigan would come out and just try to absolutely pound Ohio State into oblivion as much as they can.
And it's going to be, you know, the sticking point for Michigan, because that's where their strength is, up front and in the backfield. And I feel like if they can do that, like they did against Penn State, who has a very good defensive line, we could see a game that's going to come down to 17-13, one of those type of games. If Michigan wins and they go to play Iowa, are you ready for a 3-2 Big Ten championship game?
Emery, the Grey Cup was last night. It was an awesome game. I saw you tweeting about it.
Yeah, fantastic game. Came down to the wire. Montreal pulled off the upset. Winnipeg had been dominant all season long. They were going for their third Grey Cup out of 4 years, but they lost last year to Toronto on a blocked field goal. Weird situation that happened in the end. And then they lose on a game losing drive with 11 seconds left to Montreal. Shout out to the Alouettes winning that championship. And now that's back-to-back Grey Cup losses for the Blue Bombers, who were the cream of the crop the whole season. And they were 8.5-point favorites in that game, and they lost. So you had bonus plus money if you were with the Alouettes last night.
Boy, that's rough. Back-to-back, you get to the championship game and lose it. That is tough. Check this man out on social media like I do, at F-Ball Game Plan. I'm at Ross Tucker NFL, really every social media platform. We are at Ross Tucker Pod. You can always watch the show, youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL. Other than that, the keg is kicked. We are all tapped out.
Thanks for tuning in to College Draft. Make sure to also check out the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, Even Money, and Fantasy Feast, all on the DraftKings Network, YouTube, or subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform.